welcome to Checking In with Joe Etta, the show that's all about you. We're live every Wednesday, as you know, from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, where I am the host, four-time Olympian, motivational speaker, author, businesswoman, and health and wellness advocate, also known as Madam Olympian. Please call in today at 646-787-1680. That's 646-787-1680. Checking In with Joe Etta is an interactive show. We talk to financial and business leaders, educators, entrepreneurs, and many other people. But as I often say, if you're not on this line, then we don't have a show. Call in and tell your friends to visit us at joettaevents@yahoo.com, or they can tweet at Joetta Olympian. Again, this is Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you, and we are live every Wednesday. So I look forward to having you all on board. We have a lot to talk about, and we're going to talk about these topics after this break. But the topic for today is live with them and work with them. Live with them and work with them. If you live with someone and work with them, then this is the show that you want to listen to today. We're going to talk about the dynamics of that type of living situation. And we're going to also talk about things that you can learn from living and working with someone. Again, this is Madam Olympian, and we're live here this evening, Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. Good evening, and welcome back to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. I'm Madam Olympian this evening, and if it's on your mind, then we want to talk about it. The topic this evening is live with them and work with them, work with them, live with them, however you want to turn that around. The bottom line is if you're working with someone and live with them, or if you work closely with someone and you know someone that's in that situation, we're going to talk about the dynamics of doing that. People think it's easy to be in the same household and then go to the job or the office or have them coach you as athletes. So we want you to call in to talk about that dynamic. I'm going to speak about it as well, because I have seen and watched some of my friends who are track and field athletes, some of my people that I know that are business people, and they work together in the same industry and in the same offices. So that's a very interesting dynamic. Before we talk about the topic, work with them and live with them, I want to ask a question as well. So often people are asking me lately about some of the political situations that we have going on throughout the world. And one topic that came up most recently was the 1980 boycott. And we talked about the ramifications of politics and athletics, and do they work together. And did I know anyone from that 1980 team that was boycotted? And what did they think about it, and what did I think about it? And as I look back in retrospect, that's an interesting question, because, one, I did not make the Olympic team in 1980, but, two, I know of athletes that did. And when you're talking about politics and athletics, do they mesh? Do they work together? And I think when I spoke to the group that asked that question, I came back to this point. I looked at athletics as a way to bridge the gap to society, bridge the gap to politics, bridge the gap to people getting along and working together. And unfortunately, in 1980 and also in 1984, because a lot of the Eastern Bloc countries boycotted our games, that became a problem. But I think that when I look at what happened then and what's going on now, the one thing that I like to say is that I think the sport has made great strides, but also sports is a microcosm of society. So whatever's going on in society affects the sports. And when you with a country and they're going to boycott, or they have a different viewpoint than you do, unfortunately, in athletics, you have to toe the line and go along with what's going on. So I told them one thing came out of the 1980 Olympic Games and the 1984 boycott is that they got a better understanding of themselves, and they learned not to identify themselves too closely to their sport, because when you do that, when things don't go right, it affects your identity and the basic ideas of who you are. So this evening, We're going to talk about work with them and live with them. And do you have your identity too closely to the one you're living with and working with, or do you have it separated? And in doing that, are you able to truly separate the two, or do they merge together, or can you never turn them off and on? So call us. The number is 646-787-1680, and we're live with Madam Olympian. And when I come back from this break, we will talk more about the topic, live with them and work with them, and how you're able to get through that dynamic, right? And if you can, in fact, get through that dynamic. So after this break, we go to the phone line, take some calls, have some interesting dialogue, call your friends up and tell them to check in this evening, 787-1680, and the area code is 646. So that's 646-787-1680.
There's no better feeling than playing music. And with Guitar Center guaranteeing the lowest price anywhere, you can shop with confidence knowing our prices can't be beat. Guitar Center.
Saturday, April 18th, 2015, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Clara Mass Medical Center, Madam Olympian will be there signing autographs and speaking to everyone about health and fitness. This event is being sponsored by Barnabas Health and the Matthew J. Moynihan Health Assessment Center. And the Clara Mass Medical Center is located in Belleville. And we will have free cardiac screenings for kids 6 to 18 years old. Is open to the first 130 athletes, so you must register. Please email teamlink@barnabashealth.org. That's teamlink@barnabashealth.org to be part of this screening. Again, free cardiac screenings, 6 through 18 years of age. This is a great opportunity to find out and get your baseline for cardiac screenings and concussion screenings. And when you get there, you'll be able to talk to them and find out more information about how you can visit us at other locations. Good evening, and can we talk for just a minute? We have about 50 minutes left in the program, but we wanted to talk to you about work with them and live with them. And are you able to do that? Is that something that you would be able to do if you worked with someone and lived with them? And if so, I'd like for you to talk to me a little bit about how you would go about doing that. So what I'm going to do right now is go to the phone lines and remember callers. When I take the last four digits of your number, that means I'm speaking with you. And I'm going to go to caller 3885. Caller 3885. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. Do you have a comment or question at this time?
Yes, I just wanted to basically comment from my experience with working with someone and living with someone and kind of being in a relationship with someone. I find that they are able to take criticism sometimes or suggestions better from a person that's not as closely tied to them emotionally, not in a relationship with them. And so that really is always frustrating to me. I will tell my partner something, and, you know, it'll be something that's valid, and he just won't accept it from me. He'll get very defensive. It's like he doesn't want to actually hear what I have to say. And so sometimes I just find that it's easier to let there be someone that's not as closely connected as part of our business, and let them also kind of weigh in on their opinion. And a lot of times their opinion is the same as mine, but for some reason he accepts it better.
Well, before you go, caller, thank you for sharing that with us. Do you mind telling us what is your work environment?
Sure. We have programs that are centered around athletics, so different kind of athletic consulting programs.
So both of you work together during these programs. So you're together from, you know, throughout the day, but basically in the work environment And when you're working, and if you have a discussion or a disagreement at home, are you able to turn that off? Because so often people get into these little disagreements at home, and then they go to work, and, you know, sometimes it follows them, but the person's not there, so they don't have to look at them and put on a happy face. So in your case, if there's a disagreement, are you able to turn that off when you're dealing with your clients and the kids with your programs?
No, we are not really able to turn it off. It's very difficult. We just tend to ignore each other and just be very busy, and usually people don't even notice usually they just think we're busy and don't realize that we're really not speaking. So we struggle with that. Very hard because, you know, sometimes emotions get wrapped up where you're upset or angry, and to just suddenly, you know, go into a business mode is something that we're working on and evolving. But it's another challenge of being in a relationship and trying to do business together.
Okay. Well, I hope that you're able to continue to thrive in your business and in life. You're going to have ups and downs, but the bottom line is that when you work hard to have a business together, or if you're working in a work environment, then you can't let that, you know, get in the way of the bottom line, which is to make sure that you're being productive, making money, and enjoying what you're doing. So thank you, Carla, for sharing. Please stay online and feel free to tell others to call in to talk about this topic. And maybe if you stay on, I'm going to try something a little bit differently, where we're going to have a dialogue between two different partners. So if you can hold on, that would be good. If not, then we'll talk to you next time. Was this your first time calling into the show?
No, it's not. No.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for being part of the and calling back again, and have a good evening.
Thank you so much.
Well, you heard from that first caller, and I think we're going to have a very interesting dialogue today, that it's hard sometimes to turn it off. But what they do is they seem to be really busy and to get through it that way. So that's one way to get through everything. I'm going to stay with these phone lines. Caller 4110, caller 4110. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta. The show is all about you. And we're going to take this other call as well, 5815. So we're going to have two people on the line, and we know that these two people are together. So call the 4110 and 5815. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. Do you have a question or comment this evening about the topic? Work with them and live with them. Tell us what your work environment is like, and we'll go from there. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Please.
Thank you for taking our call. At one point in my career, I was coached by my husband, and which is no longer happening. But during that time, I think we did a pretty good job separating the job from our home life. I'm hoping that he's on the other line.
I'm here.
Okay, good. Well, thank you both for coming on and sharing with us your story. Could you just tell us, you said you were an athlete, so you just tell us that the dynamic of the situation and how you were able to deal with the training and then taking it home if it was a good day or a bad day in training.
Well, my situation, I didn't have much of a problem separating. It was like business on the track and family life off the track. But it took a while for my wife to kind of understand that I was husband at home. Sometimes. It didn't take long. Most of the time it was very, very rewarding. But there were some times that, I would get home and if I make her redo a workout, make her redo an interval, there was still an attitude, and we kind of figured out that we couldn't go to bed mad at each other, and we made that pact. And so she would kind of stay up kind of all night and not go to sleep. And then we kind of said, okay, you know, we just learned how to separate the two. And it was a great relationship 99% of the time. And, you know, we just learned and knew that it was best for then my girlfriend and then wife to do as I'm asking him on the track. And I'm very happy to have had that experience in working with her. And now we're back to the normal, where she kind of doesn't listen to what I tell her, but that's okay. We still enjoy each other.
Well, Carla, you know, thank you for sharing that. But I'm going to ask your wife, was there any situation that happened when you were in training that did not get resolved and it went on for a long time, whatever the situation was at practice? And was it a time when you thought, wow, it would be so much better if I didn't have to go home and then look at him as my husband? So can you tell us of a situation that was like that?
There was maybe one situation, but for the most part, we were great at separating it. We came to the conclusion as soon as we stepped on the track, he was a coach, and I listened. It was very good dynamic because me, as an athlete, I knew that this man cared greatly for me, and there was nothing that he was going to give me or do to me that would hurt me. Everything that he gave to me as a workout was to make me better. What made me better made him better as a coach. But there was this one particular time when I just could not hit a time that he wanted. And he told me if I couldn't do it, just get my things and go and get off the track. Now, I guess a normal person would try and try until they got it. But at that particular time, I wasn't feeling it. So I picked up my spikes and my back, and I left. So I think it kind of floored him, but I left. And I say by the time he got home, it was like it never happened, and we went on the track the next day and got the work done.
Well, do you recall that situation, like?
Yes, if you're talking to me, yes, I recall the situation, and you know, Joe had the ability to just drop at that time like nothing ever happened, and I'm like, why'd you leave the track in my mind? But I was becoming seasoned as a coach, and I knew well enough just to leave it alone, and it again worked out just fine. So it was just a time point that we had to get over. And I've heard other stories with we didn't do this, but Jackie joined Kirsty and her husband had a room that they would go in, kind of like a fighting room, and they would go in and let it all hang out. We didn't have to do that. But I know some of my friends who don't have to work with their spouses and they need a room like that. But never mind. We didn't do that, and it's just a continual process to the day she retired that we had a good working relationship and being the best and number one in the world at the time.
Well, that's an awesome story about working together. And so often people say, well, I could never do that. How do you work together and then go home together? How do you drive into work together, drive home from work together, and be at work together? So everyone has their way to work through the good, the bad, and the ugly, as we say. But the bottom line is that there's a respect factor that I'm hearing that you're saying, and sometimes even with the respect factor, it seems that something out of character might happen when she walked off of the track. But you knew enough that to know that it would, you know, that it would affect itself, and it did. So thank you for sharing those stories. And remember, you can, you know, stay online. I'm going to try something a little bit later on when I get a couple of more than one couple on the phone together, and we're going to try and talk about some other topics that are a little bit more intrinsic and authentic. But for now, that seems to be enough from the two of you. So thank you for calling in to check in with your editor of the show. It's all about you. And I know you're still coaching. Jay and Gerald is retired, so if there's one thing that you notice now, Gerald, when your husband comes home from training, is it more relaxing now, or because you have a child now, is it still kind of hectic but in a different way?
I think you hit the nail on the head. It's still a little hectic, but in a different way, because we have a son, an 8-year-old son, and he gets a lot of the attention, and he wants my attention. He wants my. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
He wants my husband's attention, and he wants my attention, and sometimes when my husband comes on, he's just tired, but he goes with it. He goes with the flow, and that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, callers, and listening to Checking In with Joetta. We're going to go to the phone lines. If you can hold on, please do. If not, we'll talk to you next time. Now, remember, callers, when I call the last 4 digits of your number, that means I'm speaking with you. So we're going to go to a call, and then after this call, we have to take a much-needed break. But before we do that, call the 4-4-8-2. Call the 4-4-8-2. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. Do you have a comment or question this evening? We're talking about work with them and live with them and how you're able to work with the person that you're married to or living with. So in your case, caller, can you just tell us what you feel the work is, and then we're going to find out how you work and live with them as well.
Good evening, Madam Olympian. My name is Michael Franks, and my wife is Lily Franks, and we're here together. And it was a wonderful topic because I think, you know, with your last caller with Jay and Gerald, they talked about, and you hit right up on it, where you said it's a matter of respect. Currently, and I was an athlete. My wife was an athlete in college days, high school, and that's how we actually met. So we had a mutual respect for each other, and we learned how to help one another because we did it together. Current vocation is now I'm an IT specialist, and she works in the healthcare field. But what we do together is we do ministry work together. So we're always together. We're, you know, in our church, in our ministry, we're doing that together. I'm newly pastoring a church. And so us is the fact that we work toward a common goal, and our common goal is our faith in our Lord and Savior. But we have a mutual respect for each other, and we appreciate and we value each other's word. And Lily's trying to say something too.
I think the other thing that makes us so joined together is we love each other, and we enjoy being with one another. We have conflict too. After 27 years, though, we've learned how that the conflict is something that we have to deal with. It's a problem. So we've learned how not to fight one another, but to fight and tackle the problem and still stay in love with one another.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, well,
well,
first of all, I want to thank both of you for calling in, and obviously I know Mike and Lily Franks, wonderful prayer warriors as well, and they are a testament to commitment of marriage for over 27 years. And I think that my other callers that are listening, and we're talking about working together and living together, we talked about the first couple mentioned respect, but this couple is focusing more that they love each other and not to fight each other, but to tackle the problem. So I think that that is a great quote that we will use throughout the rest of this show, is that you don't fight each other, you tackle the problem. So with that being said, I know you both were track coaches at the same team, and you're also in church together. Pastor Franks has his own church now, and you're the first lady. So with that being said, you're working together there. How is it that you're able to deal with all of the problems from your congregation or from the track and field athletes, the parents, and then going home? Do you drop that? You know, do you drop that and deal with you as husband and wife and your kids, or does that come home with you as well. So if you can just quickly address how you separate dealing with the parents from your track and field kids and also the congregation, and then when you get home, how do you put that aside and deal with your wife and your kids or and your husband and your kids as well?
But, you know, hey, Jordan, we recognize that we have to prioritize what's important. And for me, and Lily, she knows this based on biblical principles. She's first in my life. And so no matter what happens outside of our home, when we come home, she's my focus, I'm her focus. And so we try to do the best we can and be impacting to all the lives, whether we coach together, whether it was track, or whether it was on the Boy Scout when we were doing that together, or whether it was the Cub Scout when we were doing that together, because we had two boys, we did that with them, or whether it was basketball coach, we did that, or baseball, we did it always together. But when we left that stuff, we always try to make sure we have time for ourselves. And it's important that we and our church know that we try to, there are certain things it's off the table. You know, when it comes to, we have to have our own time where we spend together, where we
Friday
look,
night.
We look at each other, and Mondays too, you know, where it's just us. And so you can't forget, you know, that you're first for each other, and that's real important. We make sure we protect that time together.
And we have such a wonderful example for all of us to pattern ourselves after, and that is President Obama and Lady Michelle. And they have showed us through thick and thin, ups and downs, whether in the media, out of the media, they have to support one another. And that's the same thing that we have to do. We have to support one another. When we have disagreements, we sometimes, you know, take it to heart, but then we've learned how to take those things to God and allow Him to work it out. And so
I appreciate those comments. I think that the audience can take a lot from what you said. And even though we're talking about live with them and work with them, I think the comments that you made can apply to anybody. If you're married and don't work together, the bottom line is, you know, the respect piece and to have some time for each other, and that you love each other and you love being around each other. So I thank both of you for taking time out of your busy schedules to be part of what I have to say and to hear what I have to say to share with me. And I look forward to speaking with you again in the future. I was trying to get a couple of more people on the line with you, but their topics are a little bit different than yours, so we're not going to be able to do that. But I will tell you this, Michael Franks and Lily Franks, I will tell you from a friend's perspective, I enjoy looking and watching you guys grow together and watching you, you know, as athletes, as parents, as pastors, as working in IT and human resource. Whatever you guys do, you seem to really support and love one another, and you love the Lord. And I think that that's been able to you know, sustain you and get you through everything. So to my audience listening, if you can't get through it on your own, which you know you can't, you have to find a higher power, and just to be patient and to respect one another. So when you are, you know, at the workplace or you are at home, there's a respect factor that trumps everything else that you're doing. Is that right?
Joanna, you know what? The other thing that I want to say this too, our marriage is so, we know that our marriage is built by God. I can say that. He gave us something years ago called Teammates for Life, and we started off as teammates on the summer track program, and we made a vow to one another that we will be that way until the day we die. Is it difficult sometimes? Yes, but we don't let, no matter what goes on in our lives, nothing comes first outside of with me but Michael. Not my kids, not my job, anything like that. Everything else we're going to have to deal with. But when I die, I will still die with my ring on my finger that he gave me. So that we made to one another, but it's definitely a vow that I made to the Lord.
And I,
Michael,
I gotta
do you want to?
I don't have a whole lot. You summed that thing up really well.
We love you too.
You're good, and man, you summed that thing up really well. Lily was right. What you said, respect, and then work on the right things, and we try to work on the right things.
Well, thank you very much for working on the right things, and I'm sure the next 27 years will be better than the first, and the next 27 years. We all appreciate you, and thank you for calling in and taking time out of your schedule, and I'll be talking to you guys in the near future.
All right. Okay.
Love you.
Have a blessed
day. Love you back. Thank you. Well, that's a perfect segue because we have to take a break, but, we talk about being able to differentiate between work, the workplace and the home, and sometimes you just can't do that, and when you can't do that, I think that causes a problem. So we're going to take a quick break. Remember that caller number is 646-787-1680. You can tweet at Joetta Olympian, and you can also email us at joettaevents@yahoo.com. Ma'am Olympian here, and we have the opportunity for you to advertise on Check It In with Joetta, where we get over 100,000 hits a month. So if you have a product, a business, or a corporation, and you want to be on our website to advertise, please visit us at joettaevents@yahoo.com and look at the website, which is joettasportsandbeyond.com. And by doing that, you can find out all the advertising opportunities that we have for you.
Listen to the words I say.
Welcome back to Check It In with Joette, and heaven knows that is not the way it should be, but that's the way it is. That's Donna Summer sounding so good, and she says, heaven knows, and you have to talk, you have to listen, and you have to be respectful of your husband, your wife, your mate, your spouse. And the bottom line is, she says, you don't want to leave each other, you want to be together for eternity. So this show is work with them, live with them. What do you need? Well, Donna Summer says she needs love. So I want you callers to call in and tell me what you need and what you're expecting from your spouse in the workplace and at home. So we're going to go to another call, and then after this call, I'm going to kind of merge a couple other calls, and we can see what we're going to be able to do. So the next caller will be caller 219-4110. We're going to kind of try and merge these calls together. 4110, are you there?
I am. I'm here.
Okay. We're going to try and merge the couple of calls together. So we're going
and
to go back to...
let me also have...
4482. Caller 4482. Mm-hmm. We're merging you in with caller 4110. Caller there? I had the Franks family back on with the Clark family. I decided to make this merge because they were track and field, and also they are family that that will be able to talk to the topic of working together and living together. Are you there?
Hello?
Okay, Gerald?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So what I'm trying to do is to merge both of the calls because I think it would be really great to have both of you all on. So are you there, Gerald?
4110, yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. I have the other callers as well, 4482. 4882, welcome back to Checking In with Joetta. You're on the Franks family and the Clark family.
Okay, Joetta, we are here.
Great. It's wonderful to have you here.
We're here.
And we're going to try and merge everything, and this is going to be a little different for us because we don't normally do this, but I wanted to see if we could try and make this work. We have Gerald on the phone as well as JJ, and we have Lily and as well as Michael on the phone. And one thing I would like you guys to kind of chime in with, and for the men especially, when you were working together and things went really well and you went home and then when you were working together and things did not go as well as you planned and you went home, what is the one thing that you tried to do to make things better when you got home, fellas? Can we start with Michael there first?
Yeah. So can you can you say that again, Joetta?
Yeah, basically what I wanted to ask was, to my fellas, is when you were with the wives and they were out training and working and you were together at your practices, and when you got home and things didn't go the way you wanted to do them at practice, what did you do at home as a man to try and make things better?
Well, for me, Joetta, that would have been me out there and things not going well. I think because I would have been an athlete at that time, Lily was more supporting me and helping me and trying to make sure that I got the kind of workout I needed in to do. And so there were days where it didn't go well. I didn't have a kind of workout I wanted to have. And what really, really transpired, it was incumbent upon her to kind of be, flexible to me. I tend to be more of an introvert. And so,
okay.
Since I was an introvert, then she's trying to pull stuff out of me and, find out and get me to talk about it. Unless you talk about it, you can't resolve it, right? And, what really happened? What can we do better? What could you have done better? And so, but I would normally shut down. And so she would always pull it out of me. And the more you talk about it, the better you understand it and was able to resolve it. So that's what we had.
Okay. Well, Gerald, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, what did Jay do for you? I don't think he's on the line right now, but he was.
I'm here.
Okay, Jay, so in your case, what would you do? You heard what Michael would do and how he looked at it. What did you do to make things easier at home when it was a bad day at practice?
Well, if you're talking about me being the coach and authoritative figure and it didn't go well from a standpoint of coaching and Gerald getting upset about what was done on the track, when I came home, I didn't do anything. I carried on. That's the way it had to be. And I just carried on. And I didn't egg it on. I didn't try and smooth it over. I just talked about the next day because I was the coach. If you're talking about her having a bad workout, which was not very common, if you're talking about her having a bad workout, and then me coming home being a coach and a fourth husband and a coach, then I would let her know that that's just one workout, blah, blah, blah. Might do something. I was licensed in massage, so I may let her do some body work, and you'll be fine tomorrow, and things like that. So it depended on what role I was playing and what transpired at the track. So that's what I would do, and I tried to be very supportive when it was a bad day from a standpoint of performance. And
okay.
I held my ground when I told her, okay, do an interval over, and she didn't like it. It was a 500. And after that, it didn't count. Let's just walk a lap and do it again. No, that's going to be a bad day.
Yeah.
I think the question should be kind of, what did she do to me on those days? Because I would come home and there would not be any food prepared. And I've been working all day and she made food for herself, smelling really good, and it's all gone. So,
that's a good segue because that's my next question to the ladies. So what did you do as a punishment, if you will, because I see, when you're living together and, you're married, you just can't, not come home. So to Lily and to Gerald, what did you do to punish, or for lack of a better word, your husband when it was a rough day? And Gerald, he's over here, that's something out of the, but we know that you cooked only enough for one person. But I'll let you talk about that first, Gerald.
First of all,
yes, Gerald.
I don't remember that situation. I don't believe that I would actually do that.
Is that your story? You're sticking to it?
Yes. For the most part, I mean, we were coaching athletes, and we had shared beliefs and goals. I wanted to be number one in the world. He wanted me to be number one in the world. So we just clicked on the track. We were coaching athletes. Off the track, we were husband and wife. So those were mutually agreed upon roles. And I think it worked well. I, again, don't believe, or rather I may have selective memory, but I don't remember that actually happening. But I do remember getting some jewelry once or twice. So
okay.
On his part.
On his part.
As a husband.
Well, something's going on with your phone.
I'll help you. I can attest to one time where it was during track season, and Mike had just came back from Europe, and it was after I'd had our first son, and I had couldn't go out, and we had an anniversary dinner, and I baked a cake, and his mom was one that baked everything from scratch, so I baked a cake and I put on store-bought icing, you know, that you get from the store. And when I did that, I was expecting for him to walk in and go, oh, she made me a cake. Well, when I did that, he walked in and he said, oh, that's good, but what is that? And I said, that's a cake. And he said, well, what is it made out of? And I said that it's made out of chocolate. I bought store-bought icing. He says, that's store-bought icing? I said, yes. He said, well, my mom made it from scratch. And as I recall, it took me a long, long time before he got another cake.
I still haven't got another
cake.
That's not true.
I'm still waiting. Now, that's one of the things about pastoring the church. Now, I've got a lot of people wanting to make me cakes and stuff like that. But my wife, you haven't wanted to make me a cake yet?
I let the wives, all those mothers that are there, that he missed all these nurturing cakes from his mom, I let them go. They have their way. I even tell them what kind of cake you like.
Well, that's a wonderful thing, and it's good that you were able to share with us, and I appreciate you coming back again with us and trying something out that we had not done in the past. So I want to try and do that in the future with some of my other shows, and it was the first opportunity for us to do it here. So thank you for being patient as we work through it. Have a good rest of the evening, and thank you for checking in with Joetta. Well, callers, we're going to have to take a break, and when I come back, the number is 646-787-1680. We're talking about live with them and work with them, and this show has been going through really quickly. We found out some nice little points that I'm going to review after this commercial break, but mostly I want you to know that no matter what's going on, it's going to be a difficult situation, whether you work with someone or live with them, and if you don't. But what we're trying to get through is that there's some key components here that will help you get through the situation of working with someone and then coming back home to have to live with them. So I'm going to go to a commercial break, and then after the break, we're going to come back and take some more calls. Horizon NJ Health is the leading Medicaid and New Jersey family care plan in the state. Horizon NJ Health, visit them at 1-800-637-2997, or you can visit them online at horizonnjhealth.com. Welcome back to Check It In with Joetta, the show that's all about you, and we're talking about live with them and work with them and how we're family. So that's Sister Sledge talking about families, but what I want to do is let you know that no matter what, you're family, and living with them and working with them, the bottom line is that you have to believe in the relationship. You have to love, work together, be respectful, understand, try and balance everything, and understand that, you know, this is just one aspect of your life. And just because one aspect is not going right doesn't mean that the other aspect has to not go right. We've had a great show so far. We've had a lot of people online and a lot of texts and emails coming in. We have an email in now, and the question is with me. They said you were a four-time Olympian, and I think that you were in Florida when you were coached by your brother. So they want to ask me how it was with me living and working with my brother. So thank you for asking that question. And it was difficult, I guess, a little bit, because not only did I live with him when I was training, I lived in the house with Gerald, who I was running against. So that was a difficult task, to leave the track at the track and to come to their house and to deal with her having a good workout, me not having a good workout possibly, deal with her setting the American record and me not setting the American record, wondering if my brother, who is her husband, is giving her better workouts than me, and dealing with the fact that a happy wife is a happy life. And for some reason, he seemed to have forgotten that I was the one who took up for him and protected him when he was younger. So it was a difficult dynamic for me to get through. But I think once I put all of that aside and realized that he has all of our interests at heart and he's able to work through the dynamic, and if I continue to train and to accept the new situation, which is now Gerald is my competitor and not just my sister-in-law, once I was able to accept that, then I could accept, you know, what was happening. In her case, she set an American record. But by her doing that, I became her rabbit. And in track and field, the rabbit is the one who paces people through a race. So they paid me lots of money to pace her through the race because the other half milers could not run the pace that they needed. So for me, it was a good situation that I made better by realizing that the better she ran, the better I would run because we trained well together, and then I could make a business out of it. So I didn't look at it as being a negative at all. Thank you for asking that question. I looked at it as being a positive, and we were Team Clark, and the better one did, the better the entire team did. So that's basically how I kind of went through that situation as an athlete and being in my prime, but also living with them. So thank you for asking that question. We're going to do one more thing that I must do at this time, and I must make a major announcement. And for all of you that have been listening over the last couple of weeks, you know that the Joetta Clark Dick Sports Foundation was selected by Aetna as one of the top foundations in the country. And in doing that, they made a commercial for us. You can visit, and we were also in part of a calendar that they did called Champions for Change. So you can visit the website to find out more about it. But I want you to listen to this commercial and hope you enjoy it. Olympian, I've made sports my mission by establishing the Joetta Clark Dick Sports Foundation, where we go into school districts and talk about fitness and sports and being healthy. I think sports changes lives because it teaches you how to be confident, courageous, focused, and disciplined. And these are characteristics that you need to have in life. I want people to know that, yes, I am a four-time Olympian, but my mission is not to have these kids be Olympians. My mission is to make sure that they are champions of their lives, that they do the best that they can do, and that they realize that sport and fitness are very important. So if I can get that across to people, especially my youth, I'm very happy. I work diligently to try and create programs that help the kids. So many kids are not healthy, they're not eating properly, and as a four-time Olympian, I have a platform, and I should make a difference. So that's what I want to do, and that's why my mission in the community is to make sure that we combat obesity and make sure that we do that through sport. Personally, I believe to whom much is given, much is required. but anyone that comes through my programs, they understand strong mind, strong body, that equals a strong future. And that's what we do at the Jordan Project Sports Foundation. Well, that was the Aetna commercial that they shot for us because all of the fine work that we do. But I want to take this opportunity to thank all of you for believing in the work that the foundation does. And to find out more information about the Joetta Claudia Sports Foundation, please feel free to visit us at joettasportsandbeyond.com. We've been talking about live with them and work with them, and we tried something a little different this show where we tried to patch in some couples and have an interactive show. But before I say good evening, I just want you to know that no matter what, we learned some good lessons from the couples that spoke and also the comments that I made as well. And you have to respect one another. You have to be prayer warriors. You have to love one another, enjoy one another. You have to realize that you fight the problem and not each other. And your goal, when it's all said and done, is to protect one another. You can be teammates for life. So no matter if you're going to work and you're driving into work and things may be difficult at home, or if you had a great time at home and then you get to work and the atmosphere may not be what you want it to be, and it makes you change your disposition. The one thing that you have to understand is that you have to respect and to love your loved one, and that's the most important thing. And when you're doing that, and if you're protecting them in the workplace and at home, then I'm sure it would make the situation at work a lot easier, and also it might make that ride into work a lot easier. So if you learn nothing else from the show this evening, I want you to understand that living together, working together, being married and working together and driving in together, all of those things are really important, especially if you have to do that. You know, it's important that you can communicate on the right end, communicate on the way back home. But the one thing that you must do is that you must respect one another and you must protect one another. And you can't allow anyone to break that bond or to get in the way of feeling as though they are more important than your husband or your wife or your boyfriend or girlfriend. So when it's all said and done, you're in this for the long haul. And remember to love one another and to enjoy being together. So when you have a relationship and you have the careers and you have to work together, you have to understand and you have to create a balance. And that's what our couple talked about as well, creating a balance. And also realizing that you're in a good situation at home, and then the workplace should also be a good situation. And you can do all you can to make those places pleasant and also conducive for a harmonious relationship and also productive workplace environment. So with that being said, you've been listening to Checking In with Joetta. I am Madam Olympian, and as I always say, this show could not go on without you calling in. So I thank all of you callers for calling in to be part of Checking In with Joetta. We'll be back again next week from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., where we will revisit everything from finances to business, and we'll make sure that whatever we're doing, if you're on the line, it will make it much better. So thank you very much for being part of the show. And as I always say, if you're not on the line, then we do not have a show. Checking In with Joetta has been interactive, and it's been a show that we hope that inspired you and that made you better. I always say in conclusion that it matters not what road we take, but rather what we become along the journey. Thank you for taking the journey along with me this evening here on Checking In with Joetta. And I look forward to seeing you again next week. Thank you.